We've seen the grandeur of the Pretty Palace from outside. We've seen the grandeur of the Pretty Palace within. Now I want to show you something much less grand. To us, it will seem quite grand enough. It is a small room. It is the bedroom of the last Grand Duke of the real Medici. He was a great eccentric. Amongst other things, he did not care for women. He cared for them so little that he couldn't even try to sire an heir. And for the last 10 years or so of his life, he knew that he was the last of the line, that there was no other Medici to come. And so, in a sense, he gave up. He said, I shall enjoy the life I want to lead. I've always wanted. And retired to his bed. His bed was in that alcove where there is now an altar. He woke at midday, the clocks of Florence chiming long. And in at that very moment, through that door, came a donkey bearing panniers of fruit, peaches and grapes, and the languid hand of Gian Gastone would reach out of his bed, still half asleep, and pluck a peach from the basket, and juice dribbling down his chin, make breakfast of it. Nothing much else happened for another 5 hours, and then at 5 o'clock in the afternoon it was dinner time, and in came dinner and the Ruspanti. Now, the Ruspanti, I have to explain, were named after a worthless coin, the equivalent in Florence of a farthing, the Ruspo. And they were so named because they were worthless boys. All boys. Naughty boys. Lascivious boys. Willing boys. And they ate their dinner and they cavorted round the bed and they entertained the Grand Duke. It was an extraordinary entertainment to which the occasional young grand tourist was a witness. Imagine, you're 18 or so, 19, 20 perhaps. You've been to Eton, so you are not entirely unaware of what is going on. But to find that it is the formal entertainment of one of the grandest courts in Europe, far grander than anything the Hanoverians could provide, was quite astonishing.